What's up? Welcome to the 79th episode of the Brawlcast podcast. I'm your host, Brighton, and today I'm going to be doing an in-depth Carl breakdown. So yeah, I'll be going over his stats. I'll be telling you the best tips, tricks, and strategies for him. Some cool things you didn't know about Carl. Well, you might have already. But yeah, definitely going to hope you guys enjoy this episode. It does not get the most plays, probably because not everybody's a nerd like me. But still, if you want some Carl tips, I mean, listen to it. But I mean, if you're not listening to it, how would you hear this? So sorry this episode did not come out a while back. First of all, I'm sorry there haven't been any episodes lately. I just really have been stuck. And first of all, I have school, so that's one thing. But second of all, the school has been like making me cranky, kind of. So I've been getting grounded a lot more, especially because mom and dad have seen how much I enjoy podcasting. It's been their main target nowadays, so I really have to be careful about that. So yeah, sorry, I'm a naughty kid. So let's get into this episode. Man, a minute long intro, what the heck? Alright, so starting off, Carl is a super rare brawler, with a normal movement speed. His class is a fighter. He has 6,160 health. And he throws his pickaxe like a boomerang, and his super is a crazy cart spin that clobbers anyone around him. So he throws his pickaxe like a boomerang, and after he catches the returning pickaxe, he can throw it again. So basically this means Carl has infinite ammo, except for his like slow unload speed. So he basically throws a little pickaxe, basically, that does 924 damage on hit, but it can hit them twice because it goes forward and back like a boomerang, basically, except it does not curve. So, yeah, he does that, and, yeah, so 924 damage times 2 is 1,848 damage, which is 1,848 damage, which is not bad in Brawl Stars, definitely pretty good. And, yeah, Carl can do a lot of damage over time because he does not have to reload ammo unless he just died and has to reload his ammo. But other than that, he does not have to reload his ammo, which is really good. But, yeah, what's cool about this attack is, you know what, no, I'll say that for the tips. So, yeah, he has an attack cooldown of 0.5 seconds, so it, like, takes 0.5 seconds. No. 1 second. Never mind. That was, sorry, I just got my facts wrong. So yeah, moving on to, sorry for that. moving on to, although, one thing, this is what I was trying to get at. His projectile speed is kind of slow, so just keep that in mind, since it goes out and in, so definitely keep that in mind. There will be some tips about this in a second. So, his super is called Tailspin. He goes into a crazy spin for a few seconds, flailing around and damaging nearby opponents. So, it makes his movement speed, like, I think it might be fastest you can get in the game. Unless you're, like, a Leon with smoke trails along with the max super. But, yeah, I think this is the fastest movement speed you can get in the game, which is really cool. And it can do a buttload of damage. So, yeah, he swings around 12 times in the duration of 3 seconds, which is, like, I'm pretty sure that's, like, one swing of 0.25 seconds, which is completely, like, that's so fast. And the damage per swing is 588. So, if you, like, flying hook onto someone and then use your super with protective pirouette, you're doing, not just with protective pirouette, but it does keep you alive for longer, you're doing 7,056 damage, which is, oh man, that's enough to, like, kill a bull. Literally, that's enough to kill a bull. Oh man, that is just crazy damage. I didn't even know it got this high, so that's news to me. Pretty sure my Carl is probably level 9. If he's not, he's probably level 8. So yeah, he still does crazy damage. I just don't play Carl that much, so. Sorry, Carl. Alright, I'll stop rambling about my Carl. We're talking about pro Carls here. Alright, so yeah, he can definitely dish out a lot of damage with that super, and it just, it makes him really good. I mean, even though he's, like, the worst brawler in the game right now. It makes him better, okay? And the worst part about him, his gadget, his first gadget, heat ejector. He drops a trail of hot rocks behind his cart. Opponents that touch them are set on fire and receive a total of 1,200 damage over time each. So this has, I don't know, I think it has the potential to do, like, more than 1,200 damage if they get into more rocks. Yeah, because, like, there's a second delay, so, yeah. But this gadget is really underwhelming. It really sucks. I've never found this good at all. Yeah, I definitely struggled with Carl until I got his second gadget, Flying Hook. Carl's next attack makes his pickaxe pull him to the farthest point of the attack. This is arguably the best gadget in the game because his pickaxe has a long range. It's like, I'm pretty sure the exact range is 7.33, and that's really good. So then once he can dash that long. So, like, this, not only that would be crazy on its own, but this goes through over lakes and through rope fences if those obstacles are in range. So, oh man, this gadget is so good. There's a few things to know about this. His attack does not go back and forth with this one. It just pulls him to the end of the range, which means that you're just getting so much versatility off of this gadget. And not only that, but it does still do the damage, 924 damage. That's not really significant, but it can help, I guess. I don't know. It also reloads instantly because of Carl's instant reload. Because he's always having an attack on the battlefield because, I mean, why wouldn't you, you know? Alright, so his first star power is called Power Throw. Carl throws his pickaxe with 12% more speed, allowing it to travel faster and return faster. So, yeah, nothing much, just makes his attack speed faster. It's not as good as Griff's star power because that thing is just so, so good. It definitely carries Griff. But still, I think this does give him good value throughout the game. But in my opinion, his better star power is Protective Pirouette. So during his super, all damage he receives is reduced by 35%. So yeah, he shields all damage taken by 35% for the duration of his super or until his super stops. That said, I forgot to tell you guys, with his super, if he gets knocked back, it just stops. So, yeah, that is something to know. And he can move while the super is going, so it makes him versatile. But still, that is one thing to note. People who have knockbacks and stuff like that really counter Carl. Like, Stu used to hard counter Carl, and still kind of does because he can dodge him. All right, so now, moving on to the tips. I have two main tips for you. One is just, like, something to note, but the other one is very key. So whenever his pickaxe hits an obstacle, it bounces off and returns, like, faster. So it allows him to throw it faster, and it makes him to where he can, like, if two boxes are against the wall in like a showdown match, he can just get through those so fast. That's why he's really good on heist maps where the heist safe is close to a wall, because he can just destroy that safe. 1,800 damage is definitely not something to play around with. And if he's just doing that, like, every second, you're going to be getting some insane value out of his attacks. That's definitely his biggest tip. He's so overpowered. So, yeah, I need to tell... Well, he's not really overpowered. Okay, so yeah, I need to tell you guys something. This is also an okay tip, but it's not as good as the other one. Before using Carl's super, just shoot an attack. Because, I mean, why wouldn't you, you know? If it hits an enemy, great. If it doesn't, oh well, I mean, it doesn't really matter. So yeah, that's definitely something to note. One thing is, with his super, this is also a tip. It is very close ranged, so you do have to be careful about that. I find myself using it to get away or doing damage to a high safe. But other than that, Carl's super is really just used to run away because the damage, it's really good against like stationary targets, but you're not going to be doing really well against enemies unless, okay, so here's a little combo. Use flying hook to get someone to get right close to someone, and then use his super with protective pirouette just to keep him alive longer, and they're most likely going to be dead because of that insane damage. Also, best thing about Carl all day is his mobility in Siege. So his flying hook gadget is basically it's just so overpowered in Siege because he just plops over to that bolt, takes it, and then runs away. Just like so good. It gets him eight tiles ahead of everybody else. I think the only person who is faster than that, who can get to its Siege bolt faster, is Immortus. But other than that, Carl just really destroys in Siege because he can get there that quickly. So yeah, his flying hook gadget is also good for running away. And for the tips for each of the gadgets and star powers, I already gave you the one for flying hook. For heat ejector, the tip is don't use it. That's the only tip I have for it. Just don't use it. If you have it, I mean, I guess use it, but don't like change the way you would play to use it. I guess like if you're on top of a high save, use it. If you don't have flying hook, but if you have flying hook, you should be using it. If you're not using it, well, I don't know. You hit your head or something. So yeah. As for star powers, power throw, just really use it to get the best of his attacks. Oh, okay. So I also forgot his third best tip, which I will tell you at the end. So protective pirouette tip is just I don't know, go aggro with it, I guess. Good, get on top of a bull, destroy him. He's gonna kill you, but just go in there and destroy him, okay? Actually, I don't know. Will protective pirouette help you with that? I'll have to check my facts. Sorry if it's you hear background noise. It's so loud. We having a home group. So, all right, I'm going to tell you the main tips, and then I'm gonna wrap up the episode. So, main tips for Carl. Three things are: use your attack before you use your super, because why not? Second tip is bounce his attacks off walls to get it way faster DPS. And third tip is if you don't have a wall nearby, to get enemies at the very end of your range, because it will hit them twice almost guaranteed, kind of like a Colette push it super. So that's also something to note. So yeah, if you'll be using Carl like that, you'll be doing really great. And that'll wrap up the episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. Before in the show, I want to remind you to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps the podcast grow. So today, unfortunately, no new 5-star reviews. Sorry if your 5-star reviews have been coming in a little late. There's just a problem with Apple Podcasts. They just do that. Maybe it's like to get moderated or something. I don't know. But if you do send a 5-star review and send an email to me directly after, or not directly after, you just send me a 5-star review, tell me who you were, who sent it, tell me the review, I will send you the link for the exclusive Discord server. So yeah, definitely really good perks there. Speaking of perks, become a patron. It's $1, very low cost, very high reward. So yeah. Definitely really good. It has a link to the exclusive Discord server free, well, once you subscribe, and a lot of other perks like bonus episodes, face reveals, videos of me and Han doing things. So yeah, definitely really cool. Go check that out. The link is in the podcast description. So yeah, follow, like, subscribe on whatever platform you're using. Send me an email at broadcast/@gmail.com. So I did just get a new email. It's from Decolette. So he says, "Hi, my name is Brian. Friend ID #8v80rrv0u. Favorite brawler, Mortis. Favorite skin, Rogue Mortis. Brawl pass, Once Upon a Brawl, tier 22. So thank you for sending me your stats. Thanks for the email. You did just get your shout out. So, yeah. I think he said he's going to send a 5-star review, but if he already did, like I said, Apple Podcast is very late. So, yeah. Thanks for the email. Follow, like, subscribe on whatever platform you're using. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Broadcast Podcast. See you on the flip side. Peace.